Psalm 63, these are the words of God. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. This is a song about, prayer about praising God. The conclusion is, but the king shall rejoice in God. Of course, talking about David, it is a psalm of David, but especially talking about our Lord Jesus, who in his divine nature, of course, has lived in mutual adoration and fellowship with the Son, with the Father and with the Spirit as the Son from all eternity. And in his human nature, there's nothing that he desires more than the praise of God. And so he sets forth in the first 10 verses the praise of God as our priority in verses 1 through 4. The praise of God as our pleasure in verses 5 through 6. And the praise of God as our protection in verses 7 through 10. And really verse 11, because verse 11 is the praise of God into perpetuity. And you'll see how that connects with protection when we get there. So the psalm begins with the praise of God as our priority. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. That the first thing, the top priority at the beginning of every day is the seeking of God and the praising of God. We might be thirsty or we might be hungry, but even in a dry and thirsty land, what he says in verse 1 is that his soul thirsts for God more than water. His flesh longs for God more than water. It is God whom he will early seek. When he goes to the sanctuary and there are the religious people there and the religious feelings that you might get there and the clearing of your conscience as one who's going to worship, there are many other things that might be in it for you to attend the public worship. But he goes to look for God, to see God's power, to see God's glory, to see God himself. In fact, the whole purpose of his life is to enjoy the steadfast love of God. Your loving kindness is better than life, he says, verse 3. And because of that, I will praise you. So he says, thus I will bless you while I live. So as long as I live, I know the purpose, I know the priority of my life. It's for the praise of God. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So that's the first thing. Praising God is our priority. As the purpose of our life and the first and most important thing every day, as the main reason why we go to the public worship itself. In the second place, praising God as our pleasure. It says, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Oh, sorry, 5 and 6. I was like, that sounds like protection. That is protection. 5 and 6, praising God as our pleasure. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. the words translated marrow meaning the richest portion, and the words translated fatness meaning the choicest portion. And so he finds God more satisfying, more richly satisfying, more intensely satisfying, more pleasantly satisfying than anything else, than everything else put together. So as he praises God, he says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. It's an experience you should have in worship, and if you don't have it, you should ask the Spirit to help you, to give you satisfaction in God and enjoyment of God, that you would find enjoying Him in the hour or two before the meal much more pleasant and satisfying than when you come to enjoy the food at the mealtime. And so praising God as our pleasure. In the third place, praising God as our protection. Now we start in verse 7. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. So there's something that is threatening you, that you might be afraid of or anxious about, and you trust in the Lord, and you find safety with Him, and you're sure that all things are working together for your good, because He has called you, and He has made you to love Him, and He has not withheld or spared His only Son from you, but together with His Son He will give to you all things, and you realize the reason that you needed protection was so that you could find out what great protection the Lord Himself is, so that you might praise Him. And so, as you shelter under His wings, as it were, you're not just huddling in place, sheltering in place. God have mercy on our culture. That phrase that grew up in the last couple of years. You are rejoicing in place. You're rejoicing in your shelter. Listen to it again. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. And so there are these pictures of God covering us with His wings, or allowing us to advance because we can, you know, we can walk behind Him, and the enemy can't attack us through Him. He is our shelter, our shield, as we are even able to advance. Or when we're weak and faint in ourselves, His right hand upholds us. We lack strength or perhaps health, like you, if you have ever needed help because one of your feet or one of your legs wasn't doing well, and someone comes around you and puts their arm around you and you rest on their shoulders. And so all of those pictures of the Lord being our protection, and rejoicing to have Him as our protection. We don't have to fake it, of course, but many a lady has faked faintness so that she could rest upon the right arm of the gentleman who would uphold her. We don't have to fake it because weakness is inherent to us. And as the Lord carries us through life, we get the benefit of not just being sustained and upheld, but the enjoyment of the personal connection that He who loves us and He who has created us and redeemed us in order to love Him would be upheld by His right hand, or covered by His wings, or blocked, shielded, that we may advance closely behind Him. But those who seek my life to destroy it, they shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. And so there's a thrice or a threefold defeat or destruction for them that corresponds to the threefold protection that we have in God. How sad for those who are without God, who are without hope, who are without help, that they don't know Him to be their protection. But the King, verse 11, shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by Him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. It's a double stopping, of course. Mouths go into the grave, and they can praise God no longer. There are several psalms that say, "Can the one who is in the grave praise you?" And the psalms thus conclude that if we have been redeemed to praise God, we must live forever. There must be a resurrection. There must be an everlasting life in which we may praise God. But those who have used their mouths to attack the righteous, their mouths will be stopped. They will go to their graves and they will attack no more. And then once more again, in a final and devastating way for them, when they are resurrected unto wrath, unto judgment, and they stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and the Judge, they will not be able to say anything. Their mouths will be stopped forever. But those who are resurrected unto life, their mouths will be opened forever. Since He is our protection, and since we are redeemed by Him in order to praise Him, we may know that we are redeemed even unto resurrection, even unto everlasting life, and we will praise Him forever and ever. So the praise of God is our priority, the praise of God is our pleasure, the praise of God is our protection, and the praise of God into perpetuity forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this psalm. Thank you for how it shows us that times of trouble are given to us to remind us that praising you is the main thing. That even when we're desperately thirsty or hungry, we're more needy of you than we are for water. We thank you that just as the psalmist is full of his desire for you, and we don't even find out that he's in trouble until there's two or three verses left in the psalm, so also you are the priority of our lives. You ought to be. Forgive us for the extent to which you're not, and help us by your Spirit that we would seek you early, that we would consider praising you the purpose of our life. And we pray that you would make us to find you satisfying more than any creature, more than any position, more than any possession, more than any praise that we might get from others, that you would satisfy our souls, that we would be content with you and upon you. And we pray, O Lord, that you would be our protection, that we might enjoy the fact that you have made yourself personally our guarantee, our safety, our security, so that we may enjoy not only the safeness and the sureness, the confidence of that, but we may enjoy resting upon you and your personally engaging us and upholding us. We bless your name that knowing you to be our purpose and our pleasure and our protection, that we know that we must have you forever, and that praising you must be something that continues forever. So we pray, Lord, that you would give us day by day, even now as we prepare to go to our beds, that you would give us to be praising you, to get a portion now, enjoy a little bit now of that which will be our joy forever, our purpose forever. Make our hearts to rise up to you in praise. Turn our thoughts to you in praise. Open our lips to you in praise. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.